This is regional news coverage from the KPIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt is speaking out against the Obama administration's opposition to the proposed Keystone XL pipeline project. The State Department Wednesday blocked permits to start construction of the multi-state oil pipeline, citing environmental concerns. Senator Blunt says that's ignoring the jobs and tax income that could have been created in tough economic times.
This would have put 20,000 people to work almost right away. No taxpayer funding involved. In fact, as all of those pipeline installations were completed, as they came down the country, they'd become taxable. So they were tax-producing, not tax-costing, private sector jobs.
The president's denial Wednesday comes well ahead of a February 21st deadline Congress had set for the end of a review of the Keystone Project. The Speaker of the House has vowed the fight to keep the project moving forward is not over. Senator Blunt also says Congress still has work with the Army Corps of Engineers to make sure federal disaster funding is properly spent. Blunt says recently passed appropriations have included, quote, most impacted language to ensure funds were coming to Joplin, Missouri River communities, and other communities nationwide hard hit by natural disaster. The senator says now the focus is on infrastructure oversight.
Now the process is to work with the Corps and try to be sure that the Corps does things that make sense. One of which would be if you're putting a levee up or a dam up or a dike up just where it was, just like it was, you shouldn't need to go through a lot of public hearings. That's already happened. If you're trying to change it, public hearings might make some sense. If all you're doing is replace something that was destroyed or impacted by disaster, you should just be able to do it.
Blunt is touring North Missouri the rest of this week, meeting with local communities on federal community block grant funding, as well as getting job creation input. A new report by the American Lung Association gives Missouri failing grades on all its state tobacco control policies. As Veronique LaCapra reports from St. Louis, the only bright spots were an expansion of state Medicaid coverage for smokers wanting to quit and a surge in local community initiatives.
The American Lung Association gave Missouri an F for its low spending on tobacco prevention and control, minimal 17-cent cigarette tax, and lack of statewide smoke-free air laws. The report did commend the state as one of only three to expand Medicaid coverage of quit smoking programs. And not reflected in the report, says Missouri Foundation for Health Program Officer Matthew Kuhlenbeck, are Missouri's local anti-smoking initiatives.
There's been a lot of organizations and groups who have been trying to increase access to services, create smoke-free environments, as well as work with their local employers and other groups to expand coverage to cessation services.
Kuhlenbeck says the challenge is to have those local efforts trickle up into statewide policies. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
One day after Governor Jay Nixon made his State of the State address, the annual State of the Judiciary address was delivered to Missouri lawmakers on Wednesday. Chief Justice Rick Tittleman kept his speech short, but did call for the General Assembly to pass changes to the state's probation and parole system in order to ease Missouri's prison population.
I support your efforts to help make sentencing practices more cost-effective, helping Missouri to become, as Judge Price stressed so often and so eloquently, both tough and smart.
It was Tittleman's first address since becoming Chief Justice that last summer. He also praised court employees from across the state who took time off to aid in relief efforts in Joplin following last year's devastating tornado. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to a proposed constitutional amendment that would cap state spending based on each year's inflation rate and population growth. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the vote split almost entirely along party lines.
Democrats argued that placing caps on state spending would tie the hands of future lawmakers and cripple social service needs that are already critically underfunded. House Budget Chairman Ryan Silvey of Kansas City disagreed.
This legislature is not hamstringing anybody, because ultimately this goes on the ballot, and the people that elect us would decide what the limits on our power is, which, by the way, is what a constitution is. It's the people deciding what the limits on the government are supposed to be.
The proposed ballot measure faces one more House vote before moving to the state Senate. If it passes the General Assembly, it could go before Missouri voters this fall. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has also embraced a plan to raise casino fees to generate more money for nursing homes for military veterans. Nixon's budget director, Linda Lubering, said Wednesday that a $1 increase in the per-patron fee charged to casinos could generate about $50 million annually. The money would provide a dedicated funding stream to operate Missouri's state-run veterans home. Lubring says the governor also proposes using part of the money to build a new veterans home. The fee increase is one of several proposals put forth by lawmakers this year to dedicate more money to veterans. A former mid-Missouri school bus driver who struck and killed a 6-year-old boy will serve five years on probation. 78-year-old Willie Leonberger of Ovas pleaded guilty in November to second-degree involuntary manslaughter. Leonberger was driving a bus for the North Callaway School District in January of last year when he struck Hunter Pitt just seconds after the boy got off the bus and began crossing the street. A judge sentenced Leonberger on Wednesday to 4 years in prison, but suspended the prison term and placed him on probation. Leonberger is also barred from driving and must complete 100 hours of community service. Pitt's father said during Wednesday's hearing that he didn't want to ruin Leonberger's life. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.